This is LBC London News.
Friday morning. It's time for CEO Live. It is where we bring in a boss from a company in the United Kingdom to talk about exactly what they do, the work they do, hearing from the inside track, as it were. Today, I'm joined live in the studio by Nick Whitfield. He is CEO of the cyber security company Panacea. Good to see you. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about Panacea. First of all, in a nutshell, you know, tell us about what Panacea is. How did it come about? How many people do you work with?
So I personally left the corporate world a few years ago to go do the startup thing. A few of us set up the company. We're something like 35 people now. We operate out of the UK and the US, and we help big enterprises understand their cybersecurity hygiene.
And it's so topical, of course, talking about cybersecurity. Can you ever be 100% cybersecurity safe?
No, you can't. It's like any kind of security. You can't be 100% secure as much as we would want to be. And so the question is then, well how much should we spend on security? How secure is secure enough for an organisation like ours? And yeah. I noticed this morning you guys have installed some extra security downstairs. So
yes.
As a company, you're wrestling with the same problem.
Absolutely. You have been having discussions as well with some of the banks. And when you think about, I use online banking, for example, right now on my phone. Very, very convenient, but that must be a complete minefield of security.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the banks have been probably leading the way for a number of years in this field. You know, if you think about what a bank is, historically, they were there to look after people's money. That's it, to keep it safe and secure. And they still have that mandate today. But, you know, as consumers, we're used to everything anywhere whenever we want it. And as a result, they do need to offer these services that we want on our phone, on our watches, you know, while we're, you know, in the Amazon up a mountain. We want access to our money, but they're challenged with trying to keep it secure at the same time.
You are also interested in talking about making sure more women get into the cyber sector. Very topical, the gender pay gaps, all, you know, in the headlines. Yeah. It's high up the agenda, talking about getting more women into the boardroom. What is the current state of play? Is it quite a male-dominated industry?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's the convergence of several male-dominated industries, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, IT is heavily male-oriented. Cybersecurity is even more specialist and more male-oriented. Mm. And I think it's important for two reasons. One is that, you know, genuinely, I think that there should be equal rights regardless of gender.
Yeah.
But also, selfishly, trying to build a company, we want the best talent. And we're trying to look through these scarce talent pools to find the right people. And if you're good at attracting women as well as men, then you'll do better and you'll build a better team. And there's a number of ways you can do that. You know, something we found is that if a man writes the job spec for a particular job, whether it's a data scientist or a computer programmer, whatever, it tends to appeal to men.
Right.
And there are actually programs you can use and techniques you can use to make sure that it appeals to the full audience, not just males.
That's very interesting indeed. Let's talk about the cyber threats predicted for this year. There are many, are there not?
There are. And, you know, people over the years may be fatigued by the constant talk of increasing threat. But unfortunately, it is a bit of an arms race. You know, the World Economic Forum in January published their report, which said that it's going to be an $8 trillion cost over the next 5 years. To put that into, I mean, it's an enormous number, right? To put it into context, that's twice the GDP of Germany. You know, that is a huge amount of money. And 2018 will be no different to previous years. That there'll be new threats, there'll be old threats which reappear. And really what companies need to do is nail down the basics of security. You know, the better they can get their cyber hygiene, the better they can do security well, the safer they'll be.
And you have a warning about cyber insurance.
Well, not so much a warning. I think insurance is a developing topic. This is a real challenge for the insurers because it's a new risk, right? It's not like earthquakes, storms, theft. You know, these things have been going on for years. Cyber is a new risk for them.
Yeah.
And as a result, they struggle to price it. You know, my personal view, I think the vision of where this is going is similar to telematics in car insurance. You know, these days, young people who previously found it difficult to get insurance or for whom insurance was expensive can now put a box in the car, which helps tell the insurer how they're driving, and they get reduced premiums as a result. I think in the future, you'll find companies giving access to their data to be able to demonstrate to insurers how secure they are, and as a result, get better deals on the insurance.
Are you ever shocked by some of the stories we hear about government being quite lax with our data in terms of security? Usually that can be actually someone leaving, you know, USB or a laptop on a train, but you know, is that of concern? Do you think we're not very good necessarily, even in government level, of protecting ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably slightly as much as government bashing can be fun from time to time. I don't think it's fair to pick on them. I think at the end of the day, the challenge is we're all human beings, right?
Yeah.
We all leave laptops places we shouldn't from time to time. We leave our screens unlocked. We choose passwords which aren't particularly great sometimes. And this is the real challenge, that people are people. We're we're not infallible.
Yeah.
And so we all need help to keep our stuff secure. I think what's happened over the last few years is that there is a raised awareness now that the data is increasingly valuable. And, you know, it's like, you know, free, any service that's offered free online, it's not free. You know, your data is the product. You're being paid for your data.
Yeah.
So people do appreciate my information is now important and I need to look after it.
And what do you make of that whole Zuckerberg Facebook data scandal?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, Facebook is such a global phenomenon. It's such a successful company and does have so much data. But, you know, and their data security practices, I'm sure, are very good. You know, they're a leading technology company. However, you know, they struggle with, you know, having tens of thousands of employees, hundreds of thousands of computers, probably thousands of suppliers. And even for them, keeping our data safe is a challenge.
And Brexit, does it cross cybersecurity borders? I always ask every CEO, not how you voted, but in terms of the business, is it something that's on your radar?
Not so much. I think in the startup world, you know, there are far more factors that will influence the success of our business than something like Brexit. You know, whether we've got a product people are interested in, whether we've got a good sales force, those kinds of things. However, one aspect we do always keep an eye on is our ability to hire the best talent.
Yes.
You know, we have a team with people from England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, France, Spain, Germany, Italy. You know, we really do want the best people from across the world. But will it have a direct effect on our business? Probably not, if we can keep hiring the best people.
And finally, as a CEO of a cybersecurity company, do you have any advice or tips for me and the listeners as to that password ideas? Because people do end up doing, you know, like, I'm not going to say how bad mine are, but is there a tip or something you can give about passwords?
Yes, passwords are a nightmare. We understand that. And the industry is trying to change that with different ways of authenticating.
Yeah.
I think try and be creative with your password. Create something that's easy for you to remember and hard for anyone else to guess. You know, maybe a short sentence rather than individual words.
That's a good one.
There are lots of things you can do. And there's technologies such as password vaults, which are very useful for keeping your passwords in these days. And so I'd invite people to Google that and see if they can find one which works for them.